133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Biscuits, how to make them perfect. Heat oven to 450 degrees.
Hot.
Add 2/3 cup milk all at once to 2 cups of Bisquick. Stir with fork into a soft dough. Beat dough vigorously 20 strokes until stiff and slightly sticky. Roll dough around on cloth-covered board lightly dusted with Bisquick to prevent sticking. Knead gently 8 to 10 times to smooth up dough. Roll a half inch thick. Biscuits double in size in baking. Dip cutter in Bisquick. Cut close together to save re-rolling. Bake on ungreased, shiny baking sheet 10 to 15 minutes, close together for soft sides, 1 inch apart for crusty sides. Makes 12 2-inch biscuits. For drop biscuits, drop dough with spoon on greased baking sheet. Bake as above. For richer biscuits, follow directions above, except mix 1/4 cup soft butter or shortening, or 3 tablespoons of cooking oil, salad oil, into Bisquick before mixing in milk. For buttermilk biscuits, use 3/4 cup buttermilk for liquid. It may be necessary to use a few additional tablespoons of buttermilk to make a dough of soft consistency. Dress up your biscuits 10 ways. For bacon, add to recipe 1/3 cup crisply cooked diced bacon, and serve with grapefruit scrambled eggs. For cheese, add to recipe 1/2 cup grated sharp cheese. Serve with veal steak and vegetables. For chives, add to recipe 1/4 cup finely chopped chives. Serve with wieners and baked beans. For curry, add to recipe 1/4 teaspoon of curry powder. Serve with chicken casserole, fruit salad. For ham, add to recipe 1/2 cup of chopped boiled or baked ham. Serve with cheese souffle, green salad. For herb, add to recipe 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon crumbled dry sage, and 1 1/4 teaspoon caraway seeds. Serve with beef or veal stew. For lemon, add to recipe 1 teaspoon grated lemon rind, add 2 tablespoons of lemon juice to 1/2 cup of milk, and use for milk in directions. Serve with crispy fried fish. For olive, add to recipe 1/4 cup chopped stuffed olives. Serve with seafood or meat casserole. For peanut, add to recipe 1/3 cup chopped peanuts. Serve with pot roast and vegetables. For salami, add to recipe 1/2 cup of chopped salami sausage. Serve with mixed vegetables and cheese salad. Pecan rolls. Mix 1/2 cup each melted butter, brown sugar. Spoon into 12 large muffin cups with 3 pecan halves in each. Cover with biscuit dough. Bake 15 minutes. Quick and delicious for Sunday brunch. Butter sticks. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Make rolled biscuit dough recipe, except add 2 tablespoons dry onion soup mix. Roll dough into a rectangle, 10 inch by 6 inch. Cut in half lengthwise. Cut each half into 12 strips, about 3 by 1/2 inch. Melt 1/3 cup butter and add 2 tablespoons dry onion soup mix. Pour half of it into oblong pan, 13 by 9.5 by 2 inches. Place strips in pan. Pour remaining butter over tops. Bake 10 to 15 minutes. Quantity biscuits. For 60 medium, serves 30. 10 cups Bisquick, 40-ounce package or 2 20-ounce packages, 3 1/3 cup milk. For 100 medium, serves 50, 15 cups Bisquick,
a 60-ounce package,
5 cups milk. Follow biscuit directions. End of section 1. Read by Ellen Corcoran.
Section 2 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Betty B. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Main Dishes with Biscuit Topping. Meat and Vegetable Pie. 1 pound stewing beef, cubed. 1/2 cup Bisquick. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/8 teaspoon pepper. 1/8 teaspoon paprika, if desired. 1 medium tomato, chopped, or 1/2 cup canned tomatoes. 1 to 2 small onions, chopped. 2 large carrots, sliced. 1 small clove garlic, cut up. 1/4 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper. Roll meat in mixture of Bisquick, salt, pepper, and paprika. Brown meat thoroughly on all sides in a little hot fat. Add tomatoes, onions, carrots, and garlic. Saute until onions are transparent. Add enough water to cover meat and vegetables. Cover tightly and cook over low heat until meat is tender, 1 1/2 to 2 hours. Add Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper. Heat oven to 425 degrees hot. Pour stew in a 1 1/2 quart baking dish and cover with 1/2 recipe for biscuits. Bake about 12 minutes until biscuits are golden brown. 2 to 3 servings. Chicken pot pie. 1/4 cup chicken fat or butter. 1/4 cup Bisquick. 1 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. 2 cups chicken stock saved from stewing chicken. 2/3 cup cream. 3 to 4 cups chicken cut in large pieces. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Heat chicken fat. Blend in Bisquick, salt, pepper. Remove from heat. Stir in chicken stock, cream, chicken. Cook over low heat until thickened, about 5 minutes. Pour hot filling into baking dish, 11.5 by 7.5 by 1.5. Cover with richer biscuit dough. Rolled out to fit top of baking dish. Cut 2 or 3 slits in center. Bake about 15 minutes, 4 to 6 servings. Note, if desired, use chicken fat for shortening in biscuit recipe. Deep dish salmon cheese pie. 1 tablespoon chopped onion, 2 tablespoons butter or other fat, 1/4 cup Bisquick, 1 1/2 cups milk, 1 cup grated sharp cheddar cheese, 1 pound canned salmon, drained and broken into large pieces, 1 teaspoon salt, few grains pepper. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Saute onion in butter. Remove from heat. Blend in Bisquick. Slowly stir in milk. Bring to boil over low heat, stirring constantly. Boil 1 minute. Stir in rest of ingredients. Turn hot mixture into greased 1 1/2 quart baking dish and heat in oven until mixture bubbles. Make 1/2 biscuit dough. Pat or roll out to fit top of baking dish. Place on hot mixture. Cut 2 or 3 slits in center. Bake about 15 minutes or until topping is brown. 4 to 6 servings. Tuna pinwheel roll. 2 7-ounce cans tuna with 2 tablespoons oil. 1/2 cup chopped onion. 1/2 cup grated sharp cheese. 1/4 cup chopped parsley. 1 teaspoon celery salt. 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 egg slightly beaten. Heat oven to 375 degrees, quick, moderate. Mix all ingredients except set aside 2 tablespoons of egg. Make biscuit dough. Roll into a rectangle 15 by 10 inches. Spread with tuna filling. Roll like jelly roll, starting with wide side. Place on well-greased baking sheet in ring shape with seam side down. Pinch ends together. Slice 12 even slices almost to the center edge, leaving about 1 inch. Turn each piece on its side to show filling. Brush all over with remaining egg. Bake 25 to 30 minutes. Serve with blue cheese sauce. 1/2 cup blue cheese crumbled in 2 cups medium white sauce. 4 to 6 servings. Meat turnovers. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Make richer biscuit dough. Roll into rectangle 18 by 10 inches. Cut in 8 pieces, 5 by 4 1/2 inches. Place slice of cooked or canned meat on 1/2 square. Spread with 1 tablespoon chili sauce or pickle relish. Fold dough over meat and seal edges with fork. Slit top. Bake about 15 minutes on greased baking sheet. 4 to 8 servings. Baked meat sandwich. 1 pound ground lean pork, 1/2 cup chopped onion, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1/2 cup grated Swiss cheese, 1 large egg beaten, 1/4 teaspoon Tabasco sauce, 1 1/2 teaspoons salt, 2 tablespoons minced parsley. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Cook pork and onion over low heat until no longer pink. Do not brown. Stir with fork to break up as it cooks. Mix in rest of ingredients. Add 1/4 cup mayonnaise to biscuit dough. Mix well with fork. Spread 1/2 dough in well greased square pan, 8 by 8 by 2 inches. Spread meat mixture over dough. Spread rest of dough over mixture. The top will even out during baking. Brush with beaten egg yolk to give crusty glaze. Bake 25 to 30 minutes. Cut in slices about 1/2 inch thick and serve hot or cold. Saucy pigs in blankets. Heat oven to 450 degrees, hot. Make rolled biscuit dough. Roll into circle 1/8 inch thick. Cut circle into 8 equal wedges. Spread each wedge with 1 tablespoon well-drained sauerkraut. Roll a frankfurter in each wedge, starting at wide end, and seal well by pinching tip into roll. Sprinkle rolls with poppy seeds. Place on baking sheet. Bake about 15 minutes. Serve immediately with hot tomato sauce and additional sauerkraut on the side. Makes 8. Main dish shortcakes. Use richer biscuit dough. Plain individual shortcakes. Roll dough about 3/4 inch thick and cut with 3-inch round cutter. Bake, split, and serve with desired filling. Plain large shortcake. Pat out 1/2 of dough in round or square 8-inch pan. Dot with butter. Pat out rest of dough and place on top. Bake, split, and serve with desired filling. Large shortcake in ring. Spread dough in well-greased 8 or 9-inch ring mold. Bake, turn out on large platter. Fill center with desired filling. Creamed meat or seafood. Add to medium white sauce cut up cooked chicken, turkey, veal, pork, ham, tuna, salmon, shrimp, crab meat, or lobster. Meat or seafood a la king. To creamed meat or seafood, add sautéed mushrooms, sliced hard-cooked eggs, chopped pimentos, etc. Curried meat or seafood. Add a little curry powder when making white sauce for creamed meat or seafood. Delicious with chicken, lamb, veal, shrimp. With it, offer several relishes, such as chopped salted peanuts, ground fresh coconut, chutney, sweet pickled onions, hard-cooked egg put through a sieve, chopped pickle, and chopped crisp bacon. Oven crisp chicken and biscuits. 1 cup Bisquick, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 2 teaspoons paprika, 1/2 cup shortening, 1/2 butter. 1 cut-up frying chicken. Heat oven to 425 degrees, hot. Mix first 4 ingredients in paper bag. Place shortening in oblong pan, 13 by 9.5 by 2 inches, and set in oven to melt. Shake chicken in bag to coat thoroughly. Place chicken skin side down in single layer in hot shortening. Bake 45 minutes, then turn. Meanwhile, make rolled biscuit dough. Roll dough 1/4 inch thick and cut into biscuits. Push chicken to one side in pan. Place biscuits in single layer on other side. Bake another 15 minutes or until biscuits are lightly browned and chicken is tender. Place chicken and biscuits on serving platter. For gravy, add 2 tablespoons Bisquick, saved from dredgings, to drippings in pan. Bring to boil. Add 1 1/2 cups hot water. Boil 1 minute, 4 servings. Asparagus shortcake with cheese sauce. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Make biscuit dough. Roll out 1/4 inch thick. Cut into 4 or 5 inch rounds. Bake about 10 minutes. Split. Serve sandwich fashion with about 5 spears of freshly cooked asparagus between biscuit halves. Make cheese sauce by heating 1 1/2 cups medium white sauce, 2 cups grated sharp cheese, 1/2 pound, 1/4 teaspoon dry mustard, and few grains thyme over hot water until cheese melts. Pour over top. Garnish with sprig of parsley. 4 to 5 servings. End of section 2. Section 3 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Betty B. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Muffins, coffee cake. Muffins or coffee cake. 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 egg, 3/4 cup milk, 2 cups Bisquick. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Blend ingredients together, then beat vigorously 30 seconds. Muffins. Fill well-greased muffin pans 2/3 full. Bake 15 minutes, makes 12. Coffee cake. Spread into greased 9-inch round layer pan or 8 or 9-inch square pan. Sprinkle with mixture of 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons Bisquick, 2 tablespoons soft butter. Blend with fork until crumbly. Bake 20 to 25 minutes. Dress up your muffins 4 ways. Bacon. Fold 1/4 cup crisp, diced cooked bacon into batter. Serve with cottage cheese and fruit salad. Cheese. Add 1/2 to 1 cup grated sharp yellow cheese. Serve with any meat casserole. Chive. Fold 1/4 cup chopped chives into batter. Serve with salmon loaf. Orange. Use 1/2 cup orange juice for 1/2 cup of the milk. Sprinkle top of batter with sugar. Serve with ham and eggs. Chili supper and corn muffins. 1 pound ground beef, 1/2 cup chopped onion, 2 tablespoons fat or drippings, 1 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, more if desired. 2 cups cooked tomatoes, number 2 can, 2 cups cooked kidney beans, number 2 can drained. Brown beef and onion in fat in heavy skillet. Season with salt, pepper, and chili powder. Stir in tomatoes and kidney beans. Cover and simmer gently about 1 hour, stirring occasionally. Serve hot over corn muffins. 6 servings. Corn muffins. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Mix 1 1/4 cups Bisquick, 3/4 cup cornmeal, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 egg, and 3/4 cup milk, and beat well with rotary beater. Fill greased medium muffin cups 2/3 full. Bake 15 to 20 minutes, makes 12. Special coffee cakes. Apple chip brunch cake. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Add 2 tablespoons sugar, 2 tablespoons melted shortening to coffee cake. Fold in 1 cup finely chopped paired apples. Spread in greased 9-inch round layer pan or 9-inch square pan. Sprinkle with topping made by blending until crumbly. 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons Bisquick, and 2 tablespoons soft butter. Bake 20 to 25 minutes. Prune, apricot, or pineapple coffee cake. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Make coffee cake. Spread into greased 8-inch round layer pan or 9-inch square pan. Spread with 2 tablespoons butter, melted. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup white or brown sugar. 3/4 teaspoon cinnamon for prune topping. Arrange over top 1 cup chopped, drained, cooked prunes or apricots or 1 cup drained, crushed pineapple. Bake 20 to 25 minutes. End of section 3.
Section 4 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Dumplings. Add 3/4 cup milk to 2 cups Bisquick. Mix thoroughly with fork. Drop by spoonfuls onto chicken, meat, or vegetables in boiling stew. Not into liquid. Cook over low heat for 10 minutes with kettle uncovered and 10 minutes with kettle covered. Liquid should just bubble gently. Remove dumplings. Makes 10 to 12. Dress up your dumplings 5 ways. For corn, add to recipe 3/4 cup whole kernel corn, 1 tablespoon chopped onion. Serve with beef stew. For walnut cherry, add to recipe 1/2 cup coarsely chopped walnuts, 1/2 cup finely chopped celery. Serve with chicken fricassee. For raisin, add to recipe 1/2 cup raisins. Serve with chicken fricassee. For mint, add to recipe 1/2 teaspoon dried mint. Serve with lamb stew. For pimento green pepper, add to recipe 2 tablespoons each chopped pimento and green pepper. Serve with veal stew. Chicken fricassee with Bisquick dumplings. 1 chicken, 4 to 5 pounds, cut up. 1/4 cup fat. 2 sprigs parsley. 4 celery tops. 1 carrot sliced, 1 slice of onion, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Brown chicken slowly in fat. Place in kettle with just enough boiling water to cover. Add rest of ingredients. Boil 5 minutes. Turn down heat and simmer until tender, 2 to 3 hours. Prepare and cook dumplings. Recipe, page 10. Except add 1/4 cup chopped parsley. Remove dumplings and chicken and place on platter. Keep hot while making gravy. Recipe below. 8 servings. Gravy. Leave chicken broth, about 4 cups, in kettle over low heat. Skim off excess fat. Mix 1/2 cup Bisquick and 1 cup milk or cold water to a smooth paste. Stir into broth. Cook until thickened, about 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Season to taste. Sauerkraut with Franks and dumplings. Add 2 cups water to 2 number 303 canned sauerkraut in saucepan. Simmer 30 minutes. Bury 8 frankfurters or 1 pound in sauerkraut. Prepare and cook 1/2 dumplings. Recipe, page 10. Add 1/2 teaspoon caraway seeds if desired. Serve hot. 4 servings. Pork and dumplings. Brown 6 pork chops in deep skillet or heavy kettle. Season. Add 1 medium onion, thinly sliced, and 1/4 cup water. Cover skillet. Simmer until meat is tender, 40 to 50 minutes. Add 1/2 to 3 cups water. Prepare and cook dumplings. Recipe, page 10. Remove meat and dumplings to hot platter while making gravy. 6 servings. Dessert dumplings. Mix in saucepan 3 tablespoons Bisquick, 3 tablespoons sugar, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Gradually stir in 1 1/2 cups juice from canned fruit. Bring to boil. Boil gently 2 minutes, stirring constantly. Stir in 1 cup canned or fresh fruit, 2 to 3 teaspoons lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon grated lemon or orange rind, and 1/16 teaspoon nutmeg or cinnamon. Prepare and cook dumplings. Recipe, page 10. Serve immediately. 6 servings. End of section 4.
Section 5 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. read by Betty B. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Nut Breads. Nut bread. 1/2 cup sugar, 1 egg, 1 1/4 cups milk, 3 cups Bisquick, 1 1/2 cups chopped diamond walnuts. Heat oven to 350 degrees, moderate. Mix sugar, egg, milk, and Bisquick. Then beat vigorously for 30 seconds. Batter may still be slightly lumpy. Stir in diamond walnuts. Pour into well-greased loaf pan, 9x5x3. Bake 45 to 50 minutes until toothpick stuck into center comes out clean. Crack in top is typical. Cool before slicing. Banana nut bread. Follow nut bread recipe, except use 3/4 cup sugar and only 1/2 cup milk. Use only 3/4 cup chopped nuts and add 1 cup mashed bananas, 2 to 3 bananas. Orange nut bread. Follow nut bread recipe, except use 3/4 cup sugar and instead of milk, use orange juice plus 1 tablespoon grated orange rind. Use only 3/4 cup chopped nuts. Bake 50 to 55 minutes. Fruit nut bread. Follow nut bread recipe, except use 3/4 cup sugar and instead of milk, use orange juice. Use only 3/4 cup chopped nuts and add 1 cup chopped dried apricots or other dried fruit. Bake 55 to 60 minutes. Orange honey nut bread. Follow nut bread recipe, except use only 1/4 cup sugar and add 1/2 cup honey. Instead of 1 1/4 cups milk, use only 3/4 cup orange juice plus 1 tablespoon grated orange rind. Use only 3/4 cup chopped nuts. Little gift breads. Bake them in cans. Follow nut bread recipe or any of the variations. Divide batter between 3 well-greased number 2 cans or 5 well-greased soup cans, filling cans slightly more than half full. Bake uncovered number 2 cans 45 to 50 minutes, soup cans about 40 minutes in moderate oven, 350 degrees, until toothpick stuck into center comes out clean. Serving, storing, freezing ideas. Cool thoroughly before slicing. Use thin, sharp knife to prevent crumbling. Nut bread slices spread with cream cheese are delicious for teas as well as lunch boxes. Nut breads with the orange juice base are an excellent bread for mailing as a gift. Individual round nut breads make attractive gifts for Christmas and other holidays. Nut breads will keep a week in the refrigerator if wrapped tightly in aluminum foil and will keep well wrapped in foil in the freezer. End of section 5.
Section 6 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Pancakes and Waffles. Pancakes. Add 1 2/3 cups milk and 1 egg to 2 cups Bisquick. Beat with rotary beater until smooth. Grease griddle if necessary. Turn pancakes when bubbles appear. Between bakings, stir to thin out batter. Mix about 18 pancakes. For thinner pancakes, use 2 cups milk. Waffles. Follow pancake recipe, except add 2 tablespoons cooking or salad oil or melted shortening. Waffles are baked when they stop steaming. Makes 2 large or 6 small. Note, griddle or waffle iron is right temperature for baking when a few drops of water sprinkle on it jump around. Dress up your pancakes or waffles 8 ways. For banana, add to recipe 1 cup mashed ripe bananas, 2 medium, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons of sugar. Serve with honey, currant jelly, or confectioner's sugar. For blueberry, add to recipe 2 tablespoons sugar. Then fold in 1 cup fresh or drained canned blueberries. Serve with honey or confectioner's sugar. For corn, add to recipe 1 cup cream style or drained whole kernel corn with a half a teaspoon of paprika. Serve with syrup, creamed dried beef or ham, or white sauce and bacon. For cheese, add to recipe a half to 1 1/2 cups grated sharp cheese. Serve with syrup, creamed meats, or vegetables. For ham, add to recipe 1 to 1 1/2 cups chopped cooked ham. Serve with syrup, cranberry sauce, cheese sauce, creamed vegetables. For nut, add to recipe 3/4 to 1 cup finely chopped pecans, peanuts, or walnuts, toasted if desired. Serve with syrup, ice cream, and caramel sauce. For onion, add to recipe 1 to 1 1/2 cups finely chopped onions, sautéed until golden brown in 2 or 3 tablespoons of fat. Serve with browned ground beef and gravy. For spicy, add to recipe 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon allspice, 1/2 teaspoon cloves, and 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg. Serve with syrup or sweetened applesauce. Chiffon waffles. Follow recipe for puff pancakes below, but use a waffle baker. Chocolate waffles. Make waffles, except add 1/2 cup sugar and 2 square unsweetened chocolate, 2 ounces, melted to batter. Rich pancakes. Make pancakes, except use 1 1/4 cup milk, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons cooking or salad oil, or melted shortening. Puff pancakes. Beat 2 eggs with rotary beater until soft peaks form. Blend in 1 cup milk. Add 2 1/3 cups Bisquick and 2 tablespoons sugar. Mix just until thoroughly dampened. Fold in 1/4 cup cooking salad oil or melted shortening. Spoon onto medium-hot, ungreased griddle. When puffed up and bubbles begin to break, cook on other side. Serve with syrup or as dessert with warm fruit, such as strawberries and whipped cream. Makes 15 to 20 pancakes. Main dish pancakes and waffles. Tuna Royal pancakes. Pancakes recipe. 7 ounce canned tuna, drained and broken, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan or processed cheese, 1/2 cup chopped celery, 1/4 cup chopped pimento, about 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 10 1/2 ounce can cream of celery or chicken soup, 2 tablespoons Bisquick, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon pepper, 2 cups of milk. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderately hot. Make 10 thinner pancakes, 5-inch size. Keep warm between towels until ready to serve. Mix tuna, onion, 1/4 cup of the cheese, celery, pimento, and lemon juice. Spoon 2 tablespoons of mixture on each pancake. Roll and place folded side down in 11 1/2 by 7 1/2 by 1 1/2 inch oblong baking dish. Heat an oven about 10 minutes. Mix soup, Bisquick, salt, pepper, and milk. Heat until thickened. Pour over pancakes and sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 cup grated cheese. If desired, place under broiler until bubbly. 10 servings. Waffle Supper Royal. Serve waffles with creamed chicken or turkey and top with whole cranberry sauce. Wonderful Sunday supper. Waffle Club Rabbit. Make waffles recipe using 2 cups milk. Bake until very crisp and brown. Serve waffles, whole or sections, with a slice or more of fresh tomato arranged on each serving. Spoon cheese sauce, recipe below, over, then top with strips of crisp bacon. Cheese sauce. Mix 1 1/2 cups medium white sauce, 2 cups grated sharp cheddar cheese, 1/2 pound. If desired, add 1/4 teaspoon dry mustard and few grains of thyme. Heat slowly until cheese melts and blends with sauce. 6 servings. Chicken griddle cakes. Make 8 large pancake recipe using about 1/2 cup batter for each. Spoon 1/4 cup cream chicken, recipe below, onto 1/2 of each pancake. Fold over other half. Place on baking sheet.
Sprinkle 1 tablespoon grated sharp cheese.
Slip under broiler or an oven for a moment to melt cheese. 8 servings. Cream chicken. Melt 2 tablespoons butter. Remove from heat. Blend in 1/4 cup Bisquick and 1 teaspoon salt. Gradually stir in 1 1/2 cups milk. Bring to boil over low heat, stirring constantly. Boil 1 minute. Stir in 2 cups finely diced cooked chicken. Season to taste with pepper and poultry seasoning. Heat until chicken is hot. Brunch and dessert pancakes. Sunday in Vermont pancakes.
Grate an apple into batter for pancakes recipe.
Make large pancakes 5 inches across. Stack 5 high with warm cranberry sauce between layers. Sprinkle confectioner's sugar on top. Cut in wedges. Serve immediately. Spiced cherry sauce for pancakes. Mix 3/4 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons cornstarch,
1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1/8 teaspoon salt in small saucepan.
Add 1 cup chopped cherries, canned or fresh, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and 1 cup water,
or juice
from canned cherries. Bring to boil over direct heat, stirring constantly. Boil 1 minute. Serve hot. Makes about 1 1/2 cups sauce.
Colonial jelly stack.
Make pancakes recipe. Use 1/2 cup batter for each pancake. Place 1 pancake on warm plate, and while popping hot, spread generously with soft butter and jelly. Top with 2nd pancake. Spread and repeat until they are 6 high. Sprinkle top with confectioner's sugar. Cut stack into wedges. Serve hot. 6 servings. Maple whip. Cream 1/2 cup soft butter. Add 1 cup maple flavored syrup gradually.
Beat until smooth and spreading consistency.
Serve on hot pancakes or waffles. This can be refrigerated for future use. Strawberry blintzes. Pancake recipe. 1 cup cottage cheese, small curd. 4 ounce package cream cheese.
1 1/2 tablespoon lemon rind.
3 tablespoons lemon juice. 1/4 cup sugar. 10 ounce package frozen strawberries, thawed. 1 tablespoon lemon juice. 1/4 teaspoon almond extract. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderately hot. Combine cottage cheese, cream cheese, lemon rind, and 3 tablespoons lemon juice and sugar. Whip until creamy. Place 1/4 cup filling on each pancake and roll up. Place rolled side down in 11 by 7 inch baking dish. Heat in oven for 10 minutes, just before serving. Heat the strawberries, the 1 tablespoon lemon juice and almond extract. Spoon over pancakes. Serve immediately. 6 servings. Quantity pancakes. For 60 pancakes, serves 15. 10 cups Bisquick, a 40-ounce package or 2 20-ounce packages, 8 1/3 cup milk, 5 eggs. For 100 pancakes, serves 25, 15 cups Bisquick,
a 60-ounce package,
3 quarts milk, 7 eggs. Add milk and eggs to Bisquick. Beat with a rotary beater until smooth. Bake as directed as above. End of Section 6. Read by Ellen Corcoran.
Section 7 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Hope. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Shortcake. Heat oven to 450 degrees. Add 3/4 cup cream or 1/2 cup milk plus 1/4 cup butter, melted, to 2 cups Bisquick. Add 2 tablespoons sugar if desired. Mix thoroughly with fork. Keep dough soft. If too sticky, add Bisquick. Knead 10 times on floured surface. Pat or roll dough to half the thickness desired in baked shortcakes. Shortcakes double in volume during baking. Cut into individual shortcakes with floured cutter. Bake about 10 minutes. Split. Butter if desired. Place fruit between layers and over top. Makes 6 3-inch shortcakes. For one large shortcake, pat out 1/2 dough in round layer pan. 8 by 1.5 inch. Dot with butter. Pat out rest of dough and place over top. Bake 15 to 20 minutes. Double-decker fruit shortcake. Heat oven to 400. Moderate hot. Make shortcake dough and roll into 2 8-inch square pieces. Fit one piece into an 8-inch square pan, pressing dough about 1/2 inch up sides of pan. Be careful to press together any tears in the dough. Spread 2 cups washed fresh raspberries or blueberries over dough. Sprinkle with 1/4 to 1/2 cup sugar. Cover with the other square of dough. Bake about 25 minutes until well browned. Cut into squares and serve warm or cold with sauce. 9 servings. Sauce. Mix 1/2 cup sugar and 1 tablespoon cornstarch in saucepan. Stir in 1/4 cup cold water, 1/4 cup butter, and 1 cup washed fresh raspberries or blueberries, mashed. Bring to a boil and boil 1 minute. Fruit roll. Heat oven to 450 degrees. Hot. Measure 3/4 cup sugar and 1/2 cup water into a 9-inch square pan. Bring to a boil and boil 1 minute. Make shortcake dough. Roll 1/4 inch thick into an oblong, 15 by 7 inches. Spread with 2 cups fresh fruit or well-drained canned fruit. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup sugar. Roll up beginning at wide side. Seal well by pinching edge of dough into roll. Cut into 9 slices about 1.5 inches thick. Place slices cut side up in the pan of hot syrup. Bake about 25 minutes until golden brown. Serve warm with cream, if desired. 9 servings. Winter shortcake. 1 cup canned crushed pineapple. 9-ounce can. 1 cup finely chopped or shredded red-skinned apple. 1 medium to large apple. 1 cup finely chopped fresh cranberries. 1 cup whole cranberries. 1/4 cup sugar. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Mix all ingredients. Let stand at room temperature 1/2 to 1 hour before serving. Make shortcake dough. Cut individual shortcakes. Split while piping hot and serve shortcake style with the fruit mixture. 6 servings. Peach orange shortcake. Heat oven to 450 degrees. Hot. Make shortcake dough. Except, add grated rind of 1 orange to Bisquick before adding liquid. Spread dough in greased 13 by 9.5 by 2 inch pan. Sprinkle with 2 tablespoons sugar, if desired. Bake 10 to 12 minutes. Cut into 12 squares. For each serving, spoon sliced peaches between 2 squares and on top. Top with whipped cream. 6 servings. Sour cream strawberry shortcake. Make shortcake dough. Cut individual shortcakes, split layers, spoon frozen strawberries and commercial sour cream between layers and over top. End of Section 7. Section 8 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Hope. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Velvet Crumb Cake. 1 1/3 cups Bisquick. 3/4 cups sugar. 3 tablespoons soft shortening. 1 egg. 3/4 cup milk. 1 teaspoon vanilla. Heat oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour a square pan, 8 by 8 by 2 inches. Or a round layer pan, 9 by 1 1/2 inches. Mix Bisquick, sugar, add shortening, egg, 1/4 cup of milk. Beat vigorously 1 minute. Stir in gradually remaining milk, vanilla. Beat 1/2 minute. Pour into prepared pan. Bake 35 to 40 minutes. Broiled toppings. While cake is warm, spread on any one of these toppings and broil 3 inches from heat. Honeycrisp topping. Cream until fluffy, 3 tablespoons soft butter, and 1/3 cup honey. Mix in thoroughly 1/4 cup shredded coconut, 1/2 cup crushed Wheaties, and 1/2 cup drained crushed pineapple. Broiled orange glaze. Mix 2 tablespoons soft butter, 3 tablespoons Bisquick, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 2 tablespoons grated orange rind, and 1/4 cup brown sugar, packed. Broiled peanut butter topping. Mix 2 tablespoons soft butter or other shortening, 1/3 cup brown sugar, packed, 2 tablespoons cream or top milk, 1/2 cup chopped peanuts, and 2 tablespoons peanut butter. Other toppings. Peach apricot jam topping. Spread 1/2 cup apricot or peach jam or preserves over the hot cake. Streusel topping. Mix with fork 1/4 cup Bisquick, 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, and 1 tablespoon soft butter. Sprinkle on cake before baking. Velvet crumb upside down cake. Melt over low heat 2 tablespoons butter in an 8-inch square pan. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup brown sugar. Arrange fresh or well-drained canned fruit over sugar. Make velvet crumb cake, except pour batter over fruit in pan. Bake 35 to 40 minutes. Invert pan at once on serving plate. Allow pan to remain over cake for a few minutes. Orange nut velvet crumb cake. Make velvet crumb cake, except add 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon orange extract, 1/2 cup seedless raisins or currants, 1/4 cup chopped nuts, and 2 tablespoons grated orange rind with the shortening. Bake about 30 minutes. Serve warm with whipped cream. Velvet fudge cake. Make velvet crumb cake, except add 1/3 cup cocoa to the Bisquick. Pour 1/2 of batter into prepared pan. Spread with 1/2 of chocolate coconut topping. Pour remaining batter into pan. Bake 35 to 40 minutes. Immediately spread with rest of topping. Serve warm. Chocolate coconut topping. Mix 1/2 cup, 1/2 package. Semi-sweet chocolate pieces, melted. 1/3 cup water. 2 cups finely chopped coconut. Velvet crumb spice cake. Make velvet crumb cake, except use 3/4 cup brown sugar packed in place of white. Add 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon each cloves, allspice, and nutmeg with Bisquick. Bake about 30 minutes. Serve warm with the topping. Velvet crumb shortcake. Make velvet crumb cake. Cut cake into 6 to 9 pieces while still warm. Spoon sweetened sliced strawberries between split pieces and on top. End of section 8.
Section 9 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Betty B. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. Yeast Baking. Hurry Up Yeast Rolls. 1. Dissolve 1 package active dry yeast in 3/4 cup warm water, not hot, 105 degrees to 115 degrees. Mix in 2 1/2 cups Bisquick, beat vigorously. 2. Turn dough onto surface well dusted with Bisquick. Knead until smooth, about 20 times. 3. Shape into 12 pan rolls. Place in greased 8-inch round layer pan. 4. Place pan of rolls on wire rack over a bowl of hot water and cover with towel. Let rise about 1 hour. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Bake 10 to 15 minutes until a rich golden brown. Brush with butter after baking. Serve hot. Make 16. 1. Water temperature for dissolving yeast is right when it is slightly warmer than lukewarm. Too hot water kills the yeast. Too cool water retards rising. 2. Rolls are ready to bake when dough is puffy and light, and slight indentation remains in dough when pressed gently with finger. Variations in shapes. Crescent rolls. Roll dough into 12-inch circle. Cut into 16 wedges. Beginning at wide side, roll toward point. Place on greased baking sheet with point underneath. Clothespin rolls. Divide dough into 16 to 18 strips. Roll each on board with palms of hands into 12-inch lengths. Wrap strips around greased clothespins so edges barely touch. Knots. Make strips. Twist and tie each strip into a knot. Press ends down on greased baking sheet. More yeast bakings. Pizza. Makes 4 10-inch pizzas. Follow directions for yeast dough through the kneading. Divide dough into 4 pieces. Roll each piece paper thin into a circle about 10 inches in diameter. Place on ungreased baking sheets or in shallow pie pans. No rising. Top with 3/4 cup chopped onion, 1 clove garlic chopped, 2 cups tomato sauce, 1 cup chopped salami or cooked Italian sausage, or 2 cans anchovies chopped, salt and pepper to taste, 2 1/2 cups grated mozzarella cheese, or 2 6-ounce packages sliced mozzarella cheese, cut into thin strips. Mix onion, garlic, tomato sauce, salami, salt, and pepper, and spread on dough. Sprinkle grated cheese over all or lay cheese strips on top. Sprinkle with oregano to desired taste. Heat oven to 425 degrees hot. Bake 15 to 20 minutes until crust is brown and filling hot and bubbly. Serve immediately. Unbaked pizza may stand while others are baking. Individual pizzas. Divide dough into 8 pieces and roll each piece into 5-inch circle. Spread with filling and bake. Easy pizzas. Divide dough in half and roll each part on a baking sheet as thin as desired. Spread with filling. Italian breadsticks. Follow directions for yeast dough. Divide dough into 16 equal parts. Roll each piece between hands into pencil-like strips 8 inches long. Melt 1/4 cup butter. Spread part of butter in bottom of 13 by 9.5 by 2-inch oblong pan. Put strips of dough in pan. Brush tops with rest of butter. Sprinkle with caraway seeds, poppy seeds, celery seeds, sesame seeds, or garlic salt. Cover with damp cloth. Let rise in warm place, 85 degrees, until light, about 1 hour. Heat oven to 425 degrees hot. Bake 15 minutes until light golden brown. Turn oven off. Allow breadsticks to remain in oven 15 more minutes to crisp. Bisquick herb yeast rolls. Follow directions for yeast dough, except add 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon sage, and 1 teaspoon caraway seeds to the bisquick. Mustard buns for hot dogs. Follow directions for yeast dough, except add 2 level tablespoons prepared mustard. Divide dough into 8 pieces, shaped like a hot dog bun. Onion buns. Follow directions for yeast dough, except add 1/2 cup finely chopped onion and use 2 2/3 cups bisquick. Divide dough into 10 portions and shape in oblongs or rounds. Good with wieners and hamburgers. Hawaiian yeast rolls. 3/4 cup drained crushed pineapple, 1/2 cup brown sugar packed, 1/4 cup soft butter, 1/2 cup warm water, not hot, 105 to 115 degrees, 1 package active dry yeast, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, 2 1/2 cups Bisquick, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/4 cup brown sugar packed. Mix pineapple, 1/2 cup brown sugar, and 1/4 cup butter. Divide among 12 large greased muffin cups. Prepare dough by dissolving yeast in water. Mix in egg, 1 tablespoon sugar, and Bisquick. Beat vigorously. Turn dough onto surface well dusted with Bisquick. Knead until smooth about 20 times. Roll into a rectangle 16 by 9 inches. Spread with rest of ingredients. Roll up tightly beginning at wide side. Seal well by pinching edge of dough into roll. Slice into 12. Place in prepared muffin cups. Place pan of rolls on wire rack over bowl of hot water and cover with towel. Let rise 1 hour. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Bake 15 minutes, invert pan, serve. Caramel buns. 1/4 cup soft butter, 1/3 cup brown sugar packed, 1 teaspoon light corn syrup, 1/3 cup pecans or walnuts, 3/4 cup warm water, not hot, 105 to 115 degrees, 1 package active dry yeast, 2 1/2 cups Bisquick, 2 tablespoons soft butter, 1/4 cup brown sugar, packed, 1 teaspoon cinnamon. Melt butter, add brown sugar and corn syrup. Bring syrup mixture to a rolling boil. Spread in 8-inch round layer pan, add pecans. Dissolve yeast in warm water. Mix in Bisquick and beat vigorously. Turn dough onto surface well dusted with Bisquick. Knead until smooth about 20 times. Roll out into rectangle 16 by 9 inches. Spread with butter, sugar, and cinnamon. Roll up tightly beginning at wide side. Seal well by pinching edge of dough into roll. Slice into 10 slices. Place in pan. Place pan of rolls on wire rack over bowl of hot water and cover with towel. Let rise 1 hour. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Bake 20 to 25 minutes. Invert pan and serve rolls warm. Orange rolls. Follow recipe for Hawaiian yeast rolls. Except substitute 1/2 cup orange juice, 1/2 cup sugar, and 2 tablespoons grated orange rind for the first 2 ingredients. Mix the orange juice, 1/2 cup sugar, orange rind, and 1/4 cup butter in saucepan. Cook 2 minutes over low heat. Divide among 12 muffin cups. End of section 9. Section 10 of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Betty B. 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker. All-time favorites. More Bisquick favorites. Berry chiffon short pie. 1/4 cup sugar, 1 envelope unflavored gelatin, 1 tablespoon. 10-ounce frozen packaged raspberries or strawberries, thawed. 3 egg whites, 1/4 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1/3 cup sugar, 1/2 cup whipping cream, whipped. Blend in saucepan, sugar, gelatin, raspberries. Bring to full rolling boil, stirring constantly. Cool pan in cold water until mixture mounds slightly when dropped from a spoon. Add cream of tartar to egg whites, beat until frothy. Gradually beat in sugar and beat until meringue holds stiff peaks. Fold berry mixture into meringue, carefully fold in whipped cream. Pile into cooled, baked short pie shell. Chill several hours until set. Short pie shell. 1 cup Bisquick, 1/4 cup soft butter, 1/2 stick, 3 tablespoons boiling water. Heat oven to 450 degrees, hot. Put Bisquick and butter in 9-inch pie pan. Add boiling water and stir vigorously with fork until dough forms a ball and cleans the pan. Dough will be puffy and soft. With fingers and heel of hand, pat dough evenly into pie pan, bringing up dough to edge of pan. This may seem skimpy, but will not be when baked. Flute edges. Bake 8 to 10 minutes. Fill with ice cream or other fillings. Fruit cobbler. Heat oven to 400 degrees, moderate hot. Heat 2 1/2 cups, number 2 can, canned fruit or berries, and juice, or 3 cups fresh fruit and 3/4 cup water. Sweeten to taste. Blend in 1 tablespoon cornstarch dissolved in 2 tablespoons cold water. Bring to a boil, boil 1 minute. Pour into 2-quart baking dish, dot with butter, sprinkle with cinnamon. Drop 1/2 fruit shortcake dough by spoonfuls over top. Bake about 20 minutes. Serve hot with cream. 6 to 8 servings. Short pie rounds. Prepare short pie dough, except divide dough into 6 parts. Flatten each part into 3 or 4-inch rounds on baking sheet. Flute edges. Bake about 8 minutes. Serve on top of your favorite cooked fruit filling. 6 servings. Ranch pudding. 1 cup brown sugar, packed, 2 1/2 cups water, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 cup brown sugar packed, 1/2 cup milk, 1 1/4 cups Bisquick, 1 cup raisins or chopped dates, 1/2 to 1 cup chopped nuts, 1 teaspoon vanilla. Heat oven to 350 degrees moderate. Mix 1 cup brown sugar, water, and butter in saucepan. Boil 5 minutes. Pour into 8-inch square pan. Mix rest of ingredients in bowl. Spoon batter on top of sugar mixture. It will sink into the liquid and will spread out as it bakes. Bake 45 minutes. Serve warm with plain or whipped cream. 9 servings. Hot seafood appetizers. Heat oven to 450 degrees hot. Make rolled biscuit dough. Roll dough 1/4 inch thick. Cut into biscuits 1 inch in diameter. Place on baking sheet. Bake 6 to 8 minutes. Immediately split each baked biscuit. Spread with seafood mixture. Sprinkle with grated sharp cheese if desired. Replace tops. Return to oven to heat through. Serve piping hot. Makes about 60 tiny biscuits. Filling variations. Shrimp spread. Mix 1/2 cup flaked cooked shrimp, 5-ounce can, 1 tablespoon chopped pimento, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, and salt and pepper to taste. Crab meat spread. Use crab meat in place of shrimp in the above spread. Pronto puppies. 1 egg, 1/2 cup milk, 1 cup Bisquick, 2 tablespoons yellow cornmeal, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon dry mustard, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne, 1 pound miniature or large Frankfurters. Heat deep fat to 375 degrees. Blend egg and milk. Stir in dry ingredients. Dip Frankfurters in batter. Fry until brown, 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Serve miniature Franks on cocktail picks. Slice large Franks. To reheat, place in 400 degree oven about 5 minutes. Donuts or fried balls. 2 cups Bisquick, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/3 cup milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 egg, 1/4 teaspoon each cinnamon and nutmeg if desired. Heat fat to 375 degrees. Mix ingredients until well blended. Turn onto lightly floured surface and knead about 10 times. Roll out 3/8 inch thick. Cut with floured donut cutter. Fry in hot fat until golden brown, about 1 minute to a side. Take from fat and drain on absorbent paper. Makes about 12 donuts. Fritters. Mix 2 cups Bisquick, 2/3 cup milk, 1 egg until well blended. Batter will be lumpy. Stir in 2 cups fruit or cooked vegetables drained. Drop by small teaspoonfuls into deep hot fat, 360 to 375 degrees. Turn and fry until golden brown on both sides. Drain on absorbent paper. Serve hot with syrup or confectioner's sugar. Makes 2 dozen. Fried chicken, meats, fish. For the crispiest coating you ever tasted, roll fresh fish, seafood, chicken, or meat generously in Bisquick. Fry in a small amount of fat until golden brown on both sides. Turn only once. Use leftover dredgings for making gravy. End of section 10. End of 133 Quicker Ways to Homemade with Bisquick by Betty Crocker.